It's help me time. Help me time. Time where we sip and I give you a tip and we sip a little bit more, which I really like. Sparkling juice, of course. But I got a little extra today. I'm a little extra. I mean, in case you haven't heard. And I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And this is Help Me Tips and Sips. Woo! It's been a long day. And can I be honest? About 20 minutes ago, I was like, I think I'm going to bed early. And then I was like, who am I kidding? Going to bed early? Oh, no. And then I would have missed help me time. So, okay. Now, normally, I can say I'm a help me suitable and I don't have to chew on anything, but you do you. When it's your time to evaluate your help me, you got to have the best drink, your favorite drink, what you really like, because sometimes, if you're honest, now, some of y'all that evaluate yourself and everything comes out great, you might need to check your relationship with Holy Spirit. I said what I said. Because when you truly ask God, so what can I work on? Oh, what? I'm good? No, he says, I love you. And I'm proud of you. And then gives you the list of the things you can work on, because he wants the best for you and he wants you to improve at all times, because God is a level to level, glory to glory kind of God. So when you ask Holy Spirit, you know, how can I be a better help? I'm telling you, if you ask Holy Spirit, how can I be a better, I promise you won't even get, you won't even have to say help me. You just get the out. Holy Spirit will start giving you a list. So pay close attention. That's why we do the sips. So we can evaluate. So we can get better. So we can line ourselves up. Yeah. So, all right. Oh, I have something new. Acai. Or acai. Or whatever it is. It's good. And it's new. Because I got it like that. All right, my book, Help for the Help Meet. Woo! Do you have the book and the workbook? We need it. And let me just share. I wrote the book. Well, really, Holy Spirit wrote the book, because I wouldn't have come up with 90% of this. So Holy Spirit directed me and helped me with this. And when I have the book, I have to go back. I'm encouraging you, when you have your book and your workbook, go back. Because different things mean different time, at different times mean different things. And because this is a work in, I don't know about you, but I'm a work in progress. And I shared with some of my clients, this doesn't come naturally. Like, I mean, I wish I could say I wake up like this. Help me. Ish. I have to work on stuff like that. Like, there's some stuff in here that I'm like, yeah, I gotta work on that. We don't just wake up. Now, maybe you do, but I don't just wake up in help me mode. My natural self wants to say some things. My natural self wants to roll my eyes. My natural self wants to try to take the lead. That's what I do. But God is like, yeah, let's work on that. Because the king is number one. Oh, okay, you saw the title. So some of y'all thought about not tapping in today. Yeah, because you saw the title and was like, yeah, I might want to skip that one. Yeah, so this is why we have to repeat. So if you didn't watch the broadcast of Gerald and I going up the mountain today, it was really a great broadcast. Like, we really legitimately were walking up the mountain and just took people with us. So if you missed it, I'm encouraging you to go ahead and watch it, because it was some revelation and some insight. But while we were going up the mountain, I said we were going to talk about this a little bit. While we were going up the mountain, we got all sweaty. It was hot. It was really hot. And while we were declaring over the mountain, I took out my paper towel and I was wiping off my husband's eyes and the sweat off of him. And when we got back on camera, I said, I'm wiping off, you know, myself, but I first, what? The sweat off my king's eyes. Because God was like, you don't need to, I get it. You got to take care of you. And I'm not telling you what you need to do. I'm just telling you, if you evaluate, these are the types of things Holy Spirit's going to tell you to do. And if you're not married or you're separated, these are the types of things you got to get deliverance for in order to be able to do. Don't get it twisted that it's simple. This is the kind of stuff you have to decide in your mind. It has to be intentional. Help me. You can just wake up a wife. Let me sip on this. You can wake up a wife, but you won't just wake up a help me. A help me is a decision every day. I got to put it on like a helmet. I had to sip on that. Mm-hmm. Let me sip again. I wasn't necessarily sipping again because that tip was good. I was sipping again because the sip was good. Okay, so you almost have to wake up and go. When you put your helmet of salvation on, you put your helmet of help meet on. But I was wiping him first because my king needs to be able to see. My king needs to be able to have his way cleared, because that's what's going to clear my way. See, years ago, I would have been like, he better get his own paper towel. You didn't bring one? Then you just better wipe like this. No. Mm-mm. God had to help me grow up, had to help me get my act together and say, no, take care of him, because he's your covering. If he can't see, how can he lead? And it was a simple concept, but it was a mindset. If my mindset is take care of me and you just do whatever, you got to check your mindset. If your mindset is not to make sure your king is taken care of first, make sure your king is treated like he's number one, is spoken to like he's number one, is revered. I said it, revered like he's number one. What do you think honor and respect look like? Honor and respect is, I got one paper towel and I'm gonna make sure you're taken care of first, and I'll take what's left over because God's gonna make sure I'm good. And he did. God made sure I was good, but I had to wipe off his brow because he's the leader. How can he lead me if he can't see? So sometimes we have to take care of some little things, but those little things kind of represent your mindset. It wasn't so much that it was a really big deal about him being able to see past the sweat, but my mind has to be renewed daily to remind myself, self, he's number one. God asked you to revere. God asked you to honor. God asked you to submit. Okay, it's definitely sip time. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask me. God asked me. All right. I had to say that quietly because some of y'all might flip off the broadcast after I said that. Okay. It says, God is concerned about what happens in our marriages and in our families. God is concerned about that. He will not change his mind about the order of the home. We've talked about this before, but it bears repeating because we got to put this on. We have to make this decision. He will not change his mind about the order of the home. He set the order of the home that he set in his word. And it says, I am learning more and more. I could stop right there. More and more. That means you can read this today and maybe next week you might have to read that part again. If you're anything like me, That's the part I have to read or think of or pray about or make a decision on all the time. I've got to remember there's an order. It says, I'm learning more and more, regardless of my having 3 college degrees, a successful career, a successful ministry. I'm called and anointed and appointed. I've been to seminary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those things are great. Now, don't get me wrong. Those things are awesome. Except God's still not going to change his mind about the order of the home. Okay. God's got that established, and that's what he wants. And he said, and I wrote, I'm very proud of my establishments and my accomplishments. But it says, however, when I come home, I'm a leader. Mm-hmm. I used to be a pastor. Uh-huh. I'm an apostolic teacher, but when I come home, I wipe the brow of my king. Okay. Help me. What do you got to work on? What are we working on? It's a mindset. It's not like the Bible's going to say, according to, you know, chapter this and verse that, wipe his brow. No, it's a mindset. And some of us, that's our biggest thing we need to do, is remember the order. And there are things that God had me do. Oh, Lord, there are things that God had me do. He had me start to call him a king. Now, I'm not saying that's in the Bible. I'm saying he gave me that strategy. You have to put together your own strategies. What do I need to do to get this thing in my mind? If you're not married, you got to get this stuff in your mind. If you are married, you got to keep this stuff in your mind. There's an order of things, and your goal is to honor. So check your voice. Check your mindset. Check how you're thinking. Oh, yes, because God made the decision that your husband is the head. Uh-huh. God made that decision. So if you got a problem with it, don't go to your husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for you to go to God with that. You want to know how I know what happens? Because I tried to give God a list on the sly about all the reasons I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought that I shouldn't have to treat him like he was number one. There was all these reasons, all these things he was doing. Mm-hmm. And you probably would agree with me. And my friends agree with me. And the people in the church agree with me. It's just, you know, it was a little detail. God didn't agree. Sip. If you're going to be a helpmate suitable, you got to get it in your mind and in your heart. The king is number one. So stop this week and start to think about, what kind of things can I do? What kind of things can I do to help me put it in my mind that the king is number one? To help me get my posture and my mindset and my heart right, that the king is number one, to help me remind myself the king is number one. I had to start really calling him king. That helped me. Mm-hmm. That helped me. So Gerald is the head of my family. It's the head of my home. Mm-hmm. Your king is the head of your home. Mm-hmm. You got to do it because it's God's order. It's God's way of doing things. And some of us need to put some things in place so we can remember. We got to get this together, ladies. We got to get this together, help me. We cannot call ourselves suitable until we understand how to treat him like a king. Nope. Mm-mm. There is no but. Sip on that. Mm-hmm. Sip on that. Ooh. He's anointed. He's appointed. And he's number one. Your priest, prophet, and king, wipe his eyes so he can see. Maybe, just maybe, I want you to try this. I know it works. If you treat him like a king, you'd be really decreeing a thing and saying it's going to be established. If you treat him like a king, if you talk to him like he's a king, if you call him a king, you'll be calling those things which be not as though they already were, if the case may be, or you'll be decreeing a thing and it shall be established. Either way, it's the Bible. Either way, that's scripture. Either way, it's what God said. And this season is the season you will have what you say. So say it. Act like it. Get it in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yes. You have to do that. You have to make sure, my God, that you understand that and you decree a thing and it shall be established.
Okay.
I know this is a tough one. I know you're going to say, but. You can have what you say. Call him the head. Call him the king. Call him number one. Call him out front. Call him a leader. Call him whatever God said, but don't be calling him what's in your mind at times. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful what you say. You want to call him the head of the house. You want to call him the king. You want to make sure he's taken care of. Because that's what makes you suitable according to the word of God. Now the world might call you suitable by doing something else. But are we trying to get our suitable designation approved by the world? Or by the word? That's the tip of the day. My King Gerald is the king of our home. He is the man of God. He is my priest, he's my prophet, and my king. And I appreciate him, I love him, and I put him first because God said so. All right, that's the tip for the day, ladies. I'll be back for another sip and tip. And Tuesday morning, Help Meet Hedge prayer at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to bring the house down. I don't know what we're going to pray about. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to pray about because I have to ask Holy Spirit. But whatever it is, we're going to cover our kings. We're going to make sure they're covered. We're going to make sure they're prayed for. We're going to make sure the enemy has an understanding that our king has a help meet that's suitable. All right, ladies, thanks for joining me for Sips and Tips. I had my sip. You've got your tip. We made sure we knew that our king is number one. We're going to Help Meet Hedge on Tuesday morning. Meet me there so we can pray for the kings. Get your book and workbook on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and I will see you soon.